Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We give you answers, or at least we try to give you answers, rather than covering everything up and going along with the corporate media spin, with the establishment media and the press corps. Of course, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Tomorrow, Bob Dacey will be sitting in at the end of the week, and Alex will be back, invigorated, ready to take on the New World Order like never before next week. Sal Costello joining us here on the program in just a few minutes. A great activist here in Austin, Texas. Big meeting tomorrow night we need to get the word out for. We'll go to Sal. I'm going to take a few of your calls here real quick in this segment. First, I have to tell you, all of the Alex Jones classics, all the films Alex has made, and they're too numerous to mention, are now all on DVD. That makes it easier for you. It's now complying with the new developments in technology. Everything is now on DVD. So if you've been waiting for an Alex Jones film, been waiting for it to be on DVD, now is your chance. Also, there are great specials on packages. The Police State Trilogy is excellent, still very relevant today. Something you can really show your friends and your family, people that you know, in the know or out of the know, to get them up to speed on the growing police state. Info Weapons DVD combo pack. This includes From Freedom to Fascism, from Aaron Russo, and also the 9/11 Truth Out DVD special, which is a number of 9/11 films, including Loose Change 2, all on special right now. And the window is closing on these Christmas specials. PrisonPlanet.tv currently is running its New Year's special. It will end any day now. So it's time to go over to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, click on the icon for the link for PrisonPlanet.tv, sign up today. You get all the exclusive Alex Jones stuff, a lot of other stuff. You get to see his TV show that he records here in Austin. It's really well worth the price of admission. I've been a member myself for some years. PrisonPlanet.tv, the special is running out. Now is the time to jump on it. Don't procrastinate. It supports this program and supports the work of Alex Jones. He's got a lot of projects in the hopper, folks, and really needs to get these done, and he will with your support, and you'll get these great videos and great access to all this work. Going back to the phones, 1-800-259-9231. We'll try to get into two or three more calls here. Steve in Kansas, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in.
Hello, Mr. Blood. Great job.
Thank you.
Now, I was calling about, you know, yesterday I tried to get in. A lot of people always call in to you, Alex Jones. What can I do? What can I do? Well, one, get tapes, put them out. Two,
that's the easy thing, yeah.
I don't know how to start a website, but I do know how to type. I sent in... I typed up Hazleton, PA, got the ordinance that they did for the immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And I typed up a pretty good letter, 4 pages long, and I sent it to the city council here in Olathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to the city commissioners. I'll wait for them to reply. Just send these things out.
Well, good for you. I mean, the thing is, this really adds up. So when you think that, well, all I'm doing is, you know, writing the establishment and it's just one letter, but if we do that 1,000 times over,
right,
or hundreds of times over, I mean, you're not going to believe how much this clogs up the system, and they've got to start listening to people. In fact, we heard a report here just recently that the congressional switchboards are about to shut down. They're so sick of getting calls from you freedom-loving Americans.
Oh, well, I know Sam Brownback, Dennis Moore, and Pat Roberts. They got my name on a rubber stamp.
Well, good for you, man. This is what it's all about, and I like to say this. I mean, if we had 1,000 guys like you that would work with us on any given issue, we'd come out ahead a majority of the time. I mean, we just don't have that. So, folks, do something, anything. Find your line in the sand. If you're going to set up a website, don't just set up another news website. We've got tons of those. Get a specific issue website, like the Real ID Act, which is coming up here next year. Find your line in the sand, expose the information, and do it now. We're going to come right back with Sal Costello after this, folks. Stay tuned.
It's
year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sal Costello is with the Austin Toll Party and the Texas Toll Party, TexasTollParty.com. We have been fighting here for years to try to stop these toll roads from going up, which we know are also control mechanisms. They're part of the NAFTA highway or the Trans-Texas Corridor down here. I've worked with Sal and his people. They're good people. They just don't give up. They never give up. And they need your help now. They need you not to give up on this. They've had some victories in the past. There is a major Campo vote where you'll be able to launch your public feedback tomorrow night. It's very important that everybody goes. I don't care what the roads are like. Put on your snowshoes. Call FEMA for an escort. Whatever it's going to take. We need as many people to show up for this event as possible, or the powers that be Tex.Campo, Rick Perry, or any of these snakes will think that we just don't care about this anymore. They're trying to outweigh us on this issue. We need a huge turnout tomorrow at the Commons Building here in Austin, Texas. That's the UT Pickle Research Campus, Austin, Texas. The address is 10100 Burnett Road, Building 137. Here to tell us more about that is Sal Costello from the TexasTollParty.com. Sal, good to have you on the program with us. We're trying to do whatever we can here to support you on this one.
Thanks, Jack. That's fantastic. I'll tell folks that... Yeah, everybody should go, and if you go to AustinTollParty.com right now and send a message there towards the bottom of the page, you'll get into our list, and we'll let you know if that meeting is postponed because of the weather. So that's just
and it likely
reason.
Might. I know Rick Perry, I just felt terrible for him. His big inauguration party was canceled today.
You felt terrible for him?
Yes. I mean, the poor guy. He just won election.
What?
He's our big leader. And they were going to have a barbecue, and they were going to have a good time rubbing elbows with their base, which is the elite. And now they can't do it. And there was no Martin Luther King celebrations yesterday either. But there's a possibility this weather could carry over. And you're saying, where do we go to get the last-minute instructions?
Well, if folks go to AustinTollParty.com and send a message to basically tell your Campbell board members, if you can't go, and you know you can't go,
okay,
go to AustinTollParty.com because you'll be able to send a message to all the Campbell board members with a click of one button. And if you do are considering going tomorrow night, by sending that email, you'll go into our list, and if the meeting is postponed, we'll send an email to you to let you know.
If it's going, though, we need people down there. I appreciate
absolutely.
If you absolutely can't make it, can't get a babysitter, that you can bring
absolutely.
Your children to this. If you have an excuse that is just insurmountable, you can go to AustinTollParty.com, and they'll help you register your opinion. Basically, we want them to do, Sal, is to vote no on the Phase 2 toll roads. We don't
right.
want the vote postponed. We want to bring it to a head right here. We want them to vote no. And if people go down to the auditorium, they're going to get and they're going to sign up. You probably want to get there early. And it does start at 6 o'clock. So you want to try to get there a little bit early, sign up, and you'll have 3 minutes to address these vampires.
That's right. And we started doing this a few years ago, and because of the pressure we put on them, they are Phase 2 tolls are sort of in this precarious position. You know, one of the toll roads was pulled from the plan, and people are driving that road free today because these roads are roads we've already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And another one was sort of financially pulled from the plan, and then others were postponed for a couple years. So we really did a job on them with Phase 2, and we're seeing tomorrow night as possibly our knockout punch, and that's why we need everybody to go. Because
on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a must-attend 10 event.
Absolutely. This is. Absolutely. And there's a lot of other strange things that are going on. Senator Kirk Watson, our new senator here in Central Texas, he's looking to alter the Campo board, even though he's never sat on the board for one day. Tomorrow night will be his first night. But he's been working behind the scenes to set himself up to be the chair of Campo. And he's looking to bring on unaccountable organizations to have a seat at the table. Alliance of Cities, which is not registered with any city, county, or our state, he's looking to give them 3 seats at the table of 18. And he's looking to bring the CTRMA, the toll authority, in to give them a seat at the table to vote. On their own toll plan.
I assume you'll be addressing this in public at this meeting tomorrow, Sal.
Yes. And hopefully I'll have, I'm working right now on some handouts I'll have for people to let them know exactly how Kirk Watson is sort of stacking the deck for the tollers. One of the key things that he's looking to do is sort of what I think he's trying to do is basically say, okay, let's postpone the vote. And then let's come out with Plan B, and here's Plan B. It's no longer tolls, it's managed lanes.
That's the Orwellian newspeak. They're not toll roads, they're managed lanes.
That's
okay,
right.
Folks,
so,
you heard
so,
it.
So most the community will see, oh, they're not going to do tolls anymore, they're only going to do managed lanes. But managed lanes is only a marketing term for tolls. These are tricky, slippery politicians.
Well, you've got it here where the tolling tax-funded roads will cost a family thousands of dollars a year. Depending on how much you drive, obviously, if you use some of these tolls, I believe now you have an option to use the tolls or not use the tolls. I don't know if that's going to be how it will work out into the future.
Well, the tollers say you have an option, but the problem is they basically take an expressway that we paid for, and they toll it.
Yeah.
And then they say, you can drive down below with all the stoplights on the frontage roads for free. There's your option.
But and they'll make that as hard as possible. You
well,
can believe that.
Sure, sure. And they'll never fix that congestion because that way they'll force you onto the toll road. So it's really, there is no alternative
sure.
state.
No, I mean, it's just like harassing people to get on an airplane with TSA because they want you to be part of the registered traveler program.
Sure.
Look, can we donate our time to you? I know that this is done in other public speaking forums. We get 3 minutes each, but do you need more time, and can people, I guess, give their time to you?
Campbell has not allowed people to do that in the past.
So you got your work cut out for you to lay this out in 3 minutes, Sal. That's why you're going to need our help.
Well, that's exactly why I'm asking everybody to come, and that's why we'll be handing out flyers to educate people where the tricky parts of the evening is, so that they can basically stand up to the mic and say, look, I've had enough of this. Stop, you know, trying to toll roads where you pay for it. Stop trying to stack the deck. We need accountability in our government, and we've had enough of you bums. So
what it's looking like is they're going to attempt, especially if we have a big turnout there, they're going to attempt to postpone this vote, hoping that you'll forget about it, you'll get too busy, you'll lose interest, and then they'll be able to just slam it through when no one's really looking. But, I mean, what we have to say here, we're always told we live in this democracy, Sal, that it's the will of the people, and the politicians are just these caretakers who are out there doing our bidding, so to speak, which if anybody believes that, I think, you know, we'd have to, well, I can't say that on the air, but, you know, ultimately here, most people in Austin are against this toll road, despite the little songs and the cartoons that you see on TV or you hear on the radio, the little jingles they have for the text tag stickers. When you guys have gone out and hit the streets, we found that a majority of people are against this toll road.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the phase two tolls, when people actually find out that they're tolling roads we've already paid for, they're tolling our public highways, they're giving the right-of-way we paid for, the construction of the road we paid for, to private corporations, and those private companies are giving contributions to our elected officials. They sort of understand, but a lot of folks don't know this, and that's what we're out there trying to do. And that's why the key to winning this, the war, and we've won a lot of battles, is to stay connected. And when you go to AustinTollParty.com and send that message, you stay connected with us.
Yeah.
We'll do all the hard, deep research and keep you up to date with the most important things you can do to sort of keep our freeways free.
You know, and what I'm getting at, of course, is the hypocrisy that we allegedly live in this democracy and that these guys are just doing what we want them to do, which couldn't be really further from the truth. And we see that on both the federal level and the state level, the city level. But there's another issue involved here, and that is what we're always told about safety. Everything the government does is for our safety.
Every time you hear safety, that should raise a red flag that somebody's got their hand in your pocket.
It's control. I believe that translates in doublespeak to control.
Oh, yeah.
I.e. your social control number, Homeland Control Department. Okay.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at here is collisions at these toll plazas, they're not safe. People are getting in a lot of accidents trying to stop with these tolls, especially now with the icy roads. So here we are again paying for something that is actually dangerous that the people don't even want.
That's absolutely true. And Associated Press did a fantastic story just some months ago that we got linked there somewhere on our site and on my blog to the right, that the toll plazas cause more accidents and the toll roads are more dangerous than non-tolled roads. But these politicians, they always, you know, whenever they just want the community to do whatever they want, they say, we're doing this for safety reasons. Everything's for safety reasons, even though they are reaping the benefits from their contributors.
Of course, another excuse to put toll roads up and to build these giant Trans-Texas corridors and this NAFTA highway is we've got too many people. There's just too much traffic, which I guess if you really and truly address the illegal immigration problem, we saw this when they took a big strike there on May Day, and it was easier than ever to drive on the roads. It was almost like living in America.
You know, it is the strangest thing. That they, you know, the average citizen, I mean, not the folks listening to your radio show and Alex's radio show, they're educated. But the average citizen is focused on, you know, making money, paying the bills, and when they hear safety, they go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then when they hear, you know, we're doing these things for your own good, that's fine. And when they hear that, hey, you know, in Texas, the population is just growing so fast, you know, they don't think.
Your government loves you, but your government's like a prostitute. To get the love from your government, you must pay them. I said it, Sal, not you. We'll come right back. Another segment with Sal Costello, AustinTollParty.com, TexasTollParty.com. Big meeting. We'll give you the figures and facts and addresses again right after this. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood filling in for Alex Jones. Please stay tuned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine.
Thanks for listening to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. My show is Deadline Live. I've been on the network 2 years. Follows the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday, I believe on streams 1 and 3, if you're listening off of GCNLive.com. And I should mention, I believe the offer is still good to get a free membership to get access to the archives and everything that GCN Live has as a trial benefit. So if you've been avoiding that or didn't want to pay or didn't know what you were paying for, go check out the trial, GCNLive.com. Sal, I want to play this commercial that you guys put out real quick because we're hearing the commercials from the other side all over the radio here in Austin, Texas. I think this is only fair, fighting fire with fire. This is the commercial that Sal's organization made against the Trans-Texas Corridor.
You love my TTC land grab. It turns your property into foreign profits.
Countless hard-working Texans will be displaced for Perry's half-million-acre eminent domain scheme. Families all across Texas are now at risk of losing their homes. Perry is also forcing toll booths on freeways we've already paid for. Stop foreign profits for private land. StopPerry.com. People for Efficient Transportation PAC is responsible for the content of this ad.
That's not the one that I played the other day, Sal. I guess I messed that up. But that's still a StopPerry.com. That's a good cause as well.
People can watch at TexasTollParty.com. And the one that you played the other day is at AustinTollParty.com. And it's a new one. It's a new online video. So, yeah, they're both great.
Well, I mean, and this raises the question, and we have to save a little bit of time here. I want to give out this address again. I want everybody to go to this vote, this Campo vote tomorrow for the Phase 2 toll roads. But, I mean, how are the media working with you here? I mean, I'm seeing all these and hearing all these ads pro-toll road. I'm not hearing any against. That really goes against the whole fair and balanced objective journalist angle.
Well, we've actually been very fortunate. There have been specific reporters that have done a fantastic job reporting. KXAN, we have a great reporter there, Chris Willis. He has done some fantastic things. We sat down a couple months ago. He asked me a whole bunch of details. He asked me for documents and proof. And he's done some fantastic reporting for us. And some of those we put on YouTube. And so you could do some searches, you know, for Austin toll roads, and you'll find a lot of these KXAN news things. But the folks like the Statesman have you know not done any balanced stories for many many months, and they don't even print letters to the editors opposing the toll roads anymore.
Yeah.
I know a lot of folks that have sent them in, including myself, and they just refuse to put anything negative in the paper.
Obviously, it's a long list of people who aren't working with you, but thanks to the people that are helping you and are working with you. And if you don't live in Texas or you don't live in Austin and this isn't an issue for you, it will be an issue into the future because where Texas goes, usually the rest of the country goes, and we've already seen New Jersey go for this a long, long time ago. So you need to form your own state toll party. I'm sure Sal would be happy to work with you, and these guys would be happy to work with you to figure that out. But we need you down tomorrow. We need warm bodies to counteract this Campo vote. We want them to vote no on Phase 2 tolls. Get up and say your piece. You don't have to be tremendously articulate or glib or even have a lot of the facts. Sometimes the most emotional speeches are the best ones. So everybody should sign up. Everybody should try to talk. Let's make them sit there and listen to the people, to all of us, regarding this vote coming up. So where do you go? It's tomorrow. Starts at 6 o'clock, January 17th, at the Commons Building, the UT Pickle Research Campus, Austin, Texas. The address is 10100, that's 10100, Burnett Road, Building 137. And if you have any questions on this and you're online, you can simply go to AustinTollParty.com or TexasTollParty.com. And if you can't make it, Sal, they can fill out something to where they can register their complaint to the proper authorities.
That's right. At the website, AustinTollParty.com. That's correct. And, Jack, you did a great research. What is it? Coming out with it 10 months ago, maybe?
We found out that the same problems they were having up with the Big Dig we're having here, and that they're not building these freeways, these toll booths up to code. That was from a whistleblower, an inspector on these roads.
That's right. Well, I have an update for you, Jack, that I need to tell you
Well, let me hold you for a minute or two on the other side, and we'll get that update, and we'll wrap this up. Sal Costello with us, TexasTollParty.com. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
The great Bob Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan. Thank you for joining us today, folks. You are listening to the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones today. This is the Alex Jones Show. Sal Costello, our guest from TexasTollParty.com, AustinTollParty.com. Again, a huge meeting tomorrow. We need everybody to drop what they're doing and come down to this. We really need to have a show of force here to let these... Again, I like to call them vampires because they are really sucking off the real wealth here in this city and in this state and in our country at large. We need to let them know where we stand. So very important. We'll give out the address one more time. We'll also plug it again tomorrow just to make sure you get there. Sal, you said you had some new development regarding some of the research that I had done a while back with some of the whistleblowers working on the toll roads.
Oh, I did, and I'm sorry. I guess I didn't finish my sentence, but it's kind of confidential, so I want to talk with you when you're done with your show.
I got you.
You'll like the news, but unfortunately I can't.
Well, I mean, what we found, and I'll just give people the quick highlight, one of the quick highlights, is the aggregate. This is what makes up the concrete, folks, that holds up these roads, is being substandardly used. This is exactly the same problem that they had in the Big Dig. This just came out about 6 months ago, and I'm still trying to find time to write a part two to my article, Sal, because it really ties in. We saw what happened with the Big Dig. Not only did the people die, but they bilked the alleged taxpayers for billions of dollars in overcost. This was run by George Shultz's company, Bechtel, which is also getting a lot of these no-bid contracts in Iraq and in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. So it's the usual suspects. But, Sal, I want to hear what you have. I'm still putting together information so I can write a part two to this, and I probably will hit on this a little bit when I show up to your meeting tomorrow night. Hey, talk real quick. I'm going to take some calls, and we have to finish up with you. But do you know anything about the Road to Texas Independence Confab?
Are you talking about the meeting?
There's a big event on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm supposed to speak there, yes.
It's January 21st from 12:30 to 5 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Austin.
Yes.
So that also is part. I know Linda Curtis is involved in this as well as Hank Gilbert. They're threatening David Stahl is going to be involved in this, I guess, from CorridorWatch.org. Gina Parker from the Eagle Forum. You are going to be speaking as well. Annalisa Peace, who's an environmentalist, executive director of Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance. Everybody, the point I'm trying to make, and this is just like the Tunes Not Tolls event that you guys put off, which was a huge success. Everybody getting together, maybe putting aside some of their piquant differences in order to stop these roads and bring this to the attention of the people that need to know about it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Paul Burka, senior editor of Texas Monthly, will also speak.
Yeah.
And he's obviously in the mainstream media, but it's a great example of every now and then we get somebody in the mainstream media that actually tells the story. And he's written a few articles.
And what
past.
Is he saying here? That TxDOT is overestimating its funding, trying to tack on an extra $30 billion?
Yeah, man. He was the first mainstream media to basically tell everybody that, hey, not only has TxDOT lied and inflated their needs by $30 billion, but there's a report that when the report came out, I found out through Paul Burka's article, where he basically said, "Hey, look, tolls aren't needed." The Texas Institute for Transportation just told us that.
He said it's the worst public fiasco in his lifetime.
That's exactly right. So it's a pretty big name to have for this weekend, I think.
Yeah, and we see with this, TxDOT is doing the exact same thing with these non-compete clauses that the Carlyle Group is doing, that Bain Associates or any of these big equity companies that are slurping up all of the resources and assets, the real wealth here in this country, and this is how they do it. They're getting away with it. Well, I'm glad to see somebody, Paul Burka in this case from Texas Monthly Magazine, is standing up to it and revealing it. I mean, we've got so much good information. We've just really got to take it to them, take the gloves off, and punch them barefisted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's what we've been doing for almost 3 years, and we've been doing good. I think we've had a lot of great successes. We've actually removed two of the elected officials who voted toll roads for what he paid for here last year. So,
Sal, I know if Alex was in town, he'd want to be to this as well. I'll represent him and all of our listeners as I'll be down to the event tomorrow. We'll throw out a couple of more plugs for you on tomorrow's program and really try to rally the troops for you. No excuses, folks. We need to see you down there. Sal, anything else as we go?
No, I just when you get a moment, Jack, call me after the show because I do have some good news for you I found out this morning.
Good. I can't wait to hear it. Sal Costello, TexasTollParty.com, AustinTollParty.com. Sal, thank you so much for hanging in there, man.
Thank you.
We got to do something, folks. We can't just sit back and let them ramrod us here. We've got to stand up to them and do something. Even if, in your opinion, it's not enough, it's not the right thing to do. We just got to do something. And one of the things we can do is just not give up. And that's what the Texas Toll Party has done and all of their allies and assets. Just never give up. 1-800-259-9231. You can talk about this or anything you want. Put anything on the record. We're going to keep the phone lines open for the rest of this hour. 1-800-259-9231. Lonnie has been holding. Is Lonnie up? Is that right, John?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Lonnie, you're in Montana?
No, sir. I'm in Michigan.
My bad. Okay, you're on the air, man.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment and ask a couple questions. First of all, I just want to say, you're doing a great job. Keep it up, no matter what. It always seems gloomed out there. But, as Jesus said, his church will prevail.
Okay.
And I listen. I'm a regular listener, and I do buy tapes. I'm out trying to educate the families, and they always seem to be the hardest ones to get, So I'm not giving up. And is it L-U-G, your last name?
Blood, B-L-O-O-D.
Oh, hey, that's a good name.
Jack,
I like that.
Blood, yes.
Okay.
Jackblood.com.
Yes. Now, you were saying that FEMA would come and do your driveway for you?
I have a little dusting in my driveway. I need FEMA to come and sweep that out and take care of me.
Well, would Michael Sherlock be the one to make the delivery or what?
Whatever, man. I'm okay. Obviously being extremely sarcastic here, that's the thing. The second you have the littlest problem, you got to call FEMA. You have to have a state of emergency, revoke the Constitution. They love doing this kind of thing.
Well, I guess some of the people from Louisiana is already enjoying their camps, eh?
Yeah.
I think. Okay.
They're enjoying them.
Yeah, really.
Quote, unquote.
The questions, the two that I want to ask, on the crime bill that they put in there, the debt crime bill, where coded colors would be used to classify people when they owe debts. Mm-hmm. You know anything about that?
Absolutely. We've talked about this extensively, and this, of course, dials into that real ID card where there's going to be a biometric, and this is the plan, ultimately, to have it evolve, using the card, getting used to the card. Someone steals your card, you got to get the microchip, but it has a certain rating for you as a human. And if you have outstanding creditors, you owe the corporations, or you've been speaking out, maybe handing out Alex Jones videotapes, whatever it might be, that will go on your so-called permanent record.
Oh.
And they're going to rate you as a citizen to what value you have to the oligarchy. And if you're not a good boy and something goes on your permanent record, one of the things they hate the most isn't that you borrowed money and you couldn't pay it back, but you didn't borrow the money to begin with. That's something they really don't like. And if that's a mark against you, you're going to find it hard to do business. You're going to find it hard to operate and to enjoy your freedom. Get on a train. Get on a plane. And in fact, this has evolved into no work lists. This is the solution, okay, Lonnie? Because we're told there's a massive immigration problem here, so they build camps and start rating us as humans and create no work lists so that you have to be approved, just like a no-fly list, before you can get a job, before someone is allowed to hire you. And, of course, we see all the mistakes with the four-year-olds and Ted Kennedy being on the no-fly list. So, of course, they're going to be incompetent, they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to really put us through it. But you just got me started on that. I could do a whole show on that one issue.
Well, I think we can be thankful for NAFTA and GATT, too, hey? Throw that in there.
We love NAFTA and GATT.
Yeah, really. With the counteract, why couldn't we counteract what they're doing? There's more of us than them.
Well, that's the thing we always have to remember, isn't it, Lonnie, that the base of the pyramid, if we live in this pyramid scheme structure, and they're at the top of the pyramid controlling the command and control, top-down, need-to-know information and assets and freedoms of the people down below, we have to remember that the base of the pyramid holds up the top of the pyramid, and as soon as we walk away and remove those bricks, they fall. But the fact is people are scared, Lonnie.
Yeah.
You know that. They're scared to take a chance. They've got something to lose. And I think what most of us are alluding to here is that when they have nothing to lose, we know we can count on their support. I like to not see it get that far.
Yeah, kind of like we were scared at first before we seen the light.
I think we've all gone through it, and to varying degrees. pretty soon you really built up a coat of info armor, let's say, and you got nothing to lose. And I really have, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners would sympathize with me, I've really taken myself out of the system. I just don't have anything to lose.
That's what I'm working on now. I just got rid of my credit cards, and they said, oh, you're a great customer. Don't leave us. Yeah. Well, we'll offer you this. We'll offer you that. No, did they make it official? This is it. Close it, and that's it. End of story.
Yeah, if we'd have done that 20 years ago, we wouldn't be as close as we are now to all having to take the chip. Lonnie, I appreciate your call. You guys keep the faith up there in Michigan. Let me slam in Bill in Indiana. Bill, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for having me, Jack. But this is the issue I wonder if you'd heard anything about. This was on Focus on the Family. Are you familiar with Dr. James Dobson?
Of course.
Okay, this is about Senate Bill 1. Have you? I haven't listened to your show for
I have it in front of me right now.
That?
Yeah, I have it on my list of things to talk about. Senate Bill number 1 basically says that there can be no grassroots, quote-unquote, lobbying against our judges and our politicians. Do you want to add on to that?
Actually, that just about covers it. This was nothing more. He mentioned on the Focus on the Family show it would subject Focus on the Family Action and other watchdog groups to miles of red tape that would critically hamper our ability to rally concerned Americans like us to make your voices heard by the
election. So what are you saying? I'm on the same side as James Dobson on an issue? I think hell just froze over.
I hope so. That'd be a good place for it to be, froze over. But they could even face $100,000 fines for running afoul of this oppressive regulation.
Yeah.
And Dr. Dobson clearly states the objective here is to hide what goes on from the public and to punish and silence those of us who would talk about what Congress is doing.
Yeah.
Now, what else is bad about this, and maybe you already know this, but it is on the fast track, which means they're going to vote on this either tomorrow or Thursday.
Yeah, obviously, this is the first order of business, hence Senate Bill number 1 for the Senate. The House's first bill was to invoke and institute all the recommendations from the 9/11 CFR Whitewash Commission. So we see where these people stand, don't we, Bill?
Yes, we do. Here's the senators that put this together. Dr. Dobson had this on his show. It's Mitch McConnell, Trent Lott, Susan Collins, and Robert Bennett from Utah is the manager of this piece of legislation.
Yeah.
And Dr. Dobson says what you need to do is to remove the unfair grassroots lobbying provision. And if you can't do that on an individual basis, because of this, the whole bill needs to be voted down and rewrote.
It's a piece of something. I don't know if it's a piece of legislation. It's a piece of something. You can fill in the blank there.
Or a gag order.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, we're on top of this. I'm going to be talking about it more on my program today. We're going to try to mobilize on this. There's so many things we've got to catch, but I think this is important. Unfortunately, this Senate Bill 1 doesn't affect AIPAC.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Doesn't affect the oil lobbies, the cigarette lobbies. Doesn't affect anyone except
you
and me and I guess Bill Dobson.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Bill. You keep the faith there in Indiana. Let's see, Stephanie in Texas, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
How's it going?
It's going okay.
I just have a comment, really. I just like to say that doing something isn't that hard, and now, like, during such an important time in our country, you are complicit if you sit and listen to Alex or you and then do nothing. And so I thought...
That was the clip we played yesterday from Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I was listening yesterday, and I thought that was a really great clip. And I was going to say, I'm in an apartment complex, and I'm just constantly bombarded by, like, Chinese food advertisements and pizza advertisements.
Door hangers.
Clip door hanger,
yeah.
Right? So I thought I'm going to make a brochure with all the Real ID Act on
it. Yeah,
9/11 Truth, NAFTA, net neutrality, Iraq, Iran, and... the InfoWars website, the TexasPoolParty.com website, as well as...
UncoverTheNews.com. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, real nightmare. So I'm just going to send that out to all my fellow apartment people.
Good for you. Look,
and
we've been telling people to do this for years. I mean, it's an excellent idea, whether you put out a flyer. You can make a bunch of flyers. You can go to a sporting event or a rock and roll event where there's a large congregation of automobiles, and you can flyer all those cars. Here in our neighborhood, we get a very dull, unimportant newsletter that is about 2 pages. You can make one of those, get those out to your neighbors. I mean, other people are doing it. As you say, if it's legal to put the Chinese restaurant or the pizza brochures on your door, I would assume nobody would have a problem with you putting information about the Real ID Act on their door.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and Thank you very
much. That's a great idea, really, Stephanie. I hope you do it, and I hope everybody just heard what you said, and they think about doing it in their apartment complex, condo complex, or in their neighborhood. Great idea. I want to hear ideas like that. J.D. is calling from Washington, D.C., I believe. Are you there, J.D.?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Are you aware of the Edna Lane Brown in, Plainfield, New Hampshire?
No.
It was on the Jeff Rentz program.
Mm-hmm.
The heading was A New Waco in the Making.
Oh, yes, I am aware of that.
I've not heard a word about it on the news or
Well, allegedly they're going to be raided today, and there is some issue on whether they're on government property, if they own the property, if they're being leased the property, and what rights they have.
Right.
This gets into a complex issue, I guess, of even tenants' rights or leasing rights, if that is the case, but... what exactly, I can't remember, I was reading the story today, I read so many news stories today, I forgot. What exactly was the beef?
What
it was taxes,
what
wasn't it?
I understand, it looks like it has to do with taxes.
Yeah, back taxes.
Yes, it does. And, of course, we all know that's illegal. There's nothing that forces the American people to pay taxes. And they're standing there.
Are they going to stand up? I mean, are they going
to... Yes, they are. They're supposed to be in court today. They refuse to show. They expect the feds to be out there armed to the teeth.
All right. We have to try to get any updates on that. And you say that the story is on Jeff Rentz. I have it somewhere here. I'll try to get it out here within the next couple of hours. J.D., I appreciate you calling in and reminding us of that. Yeah, Waco in the Making, folks. We see these about once a year now, J.D., ever forget who has the power. It's the feds. It's not your state. It's not your city. It's the feds. They can do whatever they want. And we're going to be covering the Wayne Fincher story on my program today after this program as well, which is just horrendous. J.D., thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to come right back. More news and information you're not supposed to know about. More of your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Rocking in the free world. Keep the world free so you can keep on rocking. One of Neil Young's classics. I often sign off like that in my emails. Dean Lawrence Bevel of the Massachusetts School of Law will be joining us. They're threatening a march of unprecedented size if Congress does not stop the Iraq war. He's got a long history of doing this. He'll be joining us here in just about 10 minutes on the program today in the third hour of the Alex Jones program. I want to slip in a few more calls in this segment, but I do have a program note. Good thing I checked my email. Regarding Wayne's problem in Arkansas, Wayne, I hope you're still listening, because I recommend maybe you look up Jeffrey Leving in Chicago for father's rights issues. He has written, I thought, a very good book on the subject, which I would probably recommend. But I just got an email from Mike in Chicago who says he'd work there and does not recommend him, to put it lightly. He used some language I probably shouldn't use on the air, so I'm not recommending Jeffrey Leving based on one of the listeners listening to this program. Thanks, Mike, for bringing this to our attention. But the book, I think, could possibly help you. I'm just trying to rack my brain to think of something to help Wayne, and I think I just sent him in the wrong direction. So, Wayne, don't go to Jeffrey Leving. How's that for an instant correction here on the program? Dylan in Texas, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, how are you doing? Can you hear me all right?
I can.
All right. I was just going to ask you a couple of questions, I guess, about getting what to do if I wanted to go about trying to get some affiliates to pick up your show or any of the other shows.
Well, thanks for bringing that up. I would like all of the stations already picking up this show to call Genesis and see about taking my program by satellite. We have a number of very brave affiliates across the country as well, and we are constantly expanding. So the question is, you could write me personally or write Alex personally. I like to think if I can get the program director or the general sales manager on the line from one of these mom-and-pop stations and just talk to them for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, being a former program director myself, I'll be able to speak their language, and I think we can do the job. So that your goal is to get the program directors, the sales managers, the general managers of these radio stations. You got to shoot for mom and pop stations. They're most likely standalone stations, not giant corporate stations. They're most likely to pick us up. You're more than welcome to harass one of the big syndicators as well. And just let them know that, you know, tons of listeners all over the world are listening to these shows. They're growing faster than you can shake a stick at, and they need to at least check out the option of picking these shows up on a barter basis. That's how we do it. And then you'll have them call Genesis to the affiliate people at Genesis Communications Network, or you can send your leads, let's call them, directly to me at jackblood@hotmail.com. I handle my own affiliate stuff here, but thank you for thinking about that.
Well, yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, obviously, I know there's, you know, every day there are a lot of people waking up to this stuff, but I think, you know, obviously we always have to keep, you know, we all individually have to always remember what we can do to expand it even more. And, I mean, I feel like one other thing I want to ask you quickly, sort of on the same topic, is why is it that it seems like, you know, some places you go, you can pull, you know, 10 people in a bar or whatever, and some places you'll get a good, you know, for instance, if
how
I go
about
off,
this? Hold on, we'll be back in 70 seconds for the third hour. I'll carry you over, Dylan. I'll get in George as well, and then we'll give you some commentary and go to our guest. Stay tuned, folks, to the Alex Jones Show, third hour, coming up right after this.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.